Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Many times we become overburdened and stressed by various situations, causing us to find little hope in life. At times like these, hopelessness persists and suicidal thoughts may begin to frequent the mind. In this week's Healthline, we take a look at suicide in Jamaica and ways it can be prevented. World Suicide Prevention Day, an initiative of the International Association for Suicide Prevention and the World Health Organization, WHO, will be observed on Saturday, September 10. The day serves as a call to action for individuals and organizations to prevent suicide. Suicide is defined by the WHO as the act of deliberately killing oneself. Suicidologist and president and founder of Choose Life International, Dr. Donovan Thomas, says over the last 10 years, Jamaica has seen suicide at an average of almost one per week.
Compared with other parts of the world, it is relatively low. However, I say to us, one suicide is one too many. There is an interesting development taking place, though, that what we're seeing is that we are now hitting the high 50s. Last year, we had 59 people who took their lives, and up to the middle of the year, we were over 30 persons who took their lives. So we're likely to even go beyond the 60 limit, which we have not done for, say, the last 10 or 15 years.
Dr. Thomas says males are more vulnerable to suicide. There is a ratio of 1 female to 7 to 13 males who take their lives in 1 year. Males are 4 times more likely to die from suicide than females, and females are more likely to attempt suicide compared to males. Dr. Thomas says this stems from the culture of males being taught to suppress their feelings and to act tough. Many females attempt suicide, but more men complete suicide because men tend to use more drastic means. Dr. Thomas says whether male or female, every suicide attempt is a cry for help, and the focus should be on prevention. One of the first things persons should be aware of is the warning signs of a suicidal person.
A threat can be overt or it can be subtle. A threat may constitute something that says, if I don't pass my GSAT for the school of my preference, I am going to kill myself. But it can also be goodbye without being able to say where you're going or those kind of things. So threat, then the threat moves to a plan. The more detailed the plan, the closer the person is to the suicide act. Other signs may include preparations for death. The teenager may give away his games, his electronic games, jacket, his bicycle. Adults may tamper with insurance documents, and then there is previous suicide attempt. 80% of those who complete suicide are people who have attempted it before.
Other signs include prolonged stress, withdrawal from friends and family, and mental health issues. Suicide threats should never be taken lightly. Dr. Thomas says negative responses to these threats, such as saying they should do it or by ignoring them, is not the correct way to approach the situation.
Sometimes they don't take people seriously. We are saying that every suicide expression should be taken seriously. The appropriate response is the process of the person. Help me understand, if you were to kill yourself, how would you do it? And I have shared in many forums, and I share with you again, the PINS scale. P-I-N-S. It's a scale developed by a man called Stephen Lansing to help test severity to suicide.
The PINS scale involves finding out if the person has a P, plan, then I, intensity of the method, N, nearness of the method, and S, the support base. Dr. Thomas says getting professional help, such as counseling and therapy through clinics, medical facilities, and groups such as Choose Life International, can help the situation. And Choose Life International will host a World Suicide Prevention Day seminar on Friday, September 9 at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you or anyone you know may be considering suicide, you may call Choose Life International for help at 920-7924. That's 920-7924. That's it for Healthline this week. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week when we continue our look at suicide prevention.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.